in God the Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God needs to direct our attention is Isaiah chapter 57, verse 19. Peace to the power and to the ruler, says the Lord, and I will heal him. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Wouldn't you like to have a dollar for every time you hear those words in some form or some translation, paraphrase, or backdrop in the last 10 days? Peace on earth, goodwill to man. That almost becomes the signal for a politician to defend his record. Well, at least we are a nation of peace. And every TV entertainer of whatever religious persuasion or none feels somehow obligated to wish for you peace and prosperity. And there is a decided lack of sincerity in the utterances for peace. And so that leads the cynic to say, well, there is no peace. How can anyone, even the most goggle-eyed Christian, talk about peace on earth and still read a morning newspaper or listen to a TV newscast? How can one, in the face of Iran and Iraq, the hostages, Afghanistan, El Salvador, and a host of other places, the names you can't even pronounce, and when you see the horror and degradation there, how can you possibly talk about peace on earth? There is no peace to be found. And the top psychologist says, I know where it is. You see, peace is not in a family. We don't look for peace to reign between and among nations. You don't hope that peace is some kind of prosperity, but peace is in family. Peace is that interior harmony we find, usually by following my plan and buying my book. It's something you discover by tapping your own resources, and you learn how to get along with yourself. And once you learn how to get along with yourself, then you can get along with all the other things and people of this world. And here, the announcement of the angel is peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the word from God's prophet is peace to the power and to the ruler, says the Lord. And I will heal them. Quite obviously, the peace that states the promise given to Isaiah and it finds fulfillment in the incarnation is different from that of the politician or the cynic or the top psychologist. Because it doesn't have to do with how you feel about yourself or how you get along with neighbors, even if neighboring nations. It asks, how do we stand in relationship to God? And that's the messaging of your own making. Listen to the word that immediately succeeded. I have seen his way, says the Lord, but I will heal him. I will lead him and describe him with comfort. I will heal him. It isn't that man somehow does something to find peace and harmony and a new relationship, but in spite of what man has done, in spite of the fact that he is an everlasting backslider, to use the term of the verse before, in spite of the fact that he has done everything that could cause God to say, there is no peace for you, because you belong with the wicked, God says, nevertheless, I will pursue him with peace. I will comfort him. I will heal him. It is always God God is in his truth is the proof of truth. By sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, God brings his truth. Listen to the words of St. Paul. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have obtained access to the grace in which we stand, and rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. That's God's kind of peace. That's the peace which our Lord promises to his people. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. For in the forgiveness of sin, in God's declaration of righteousness, God does give healing, and he restores health and wholeness to his people. But the coming of Jesus Christ is not only the glory of the house of Israel, it is also a light for Gentiles. It is not only peace for those who are